Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, y'all, here we are back at it. We help out those that have been ghosted. It has become such an iconic segment on our show that there is a waiting list of people trying to get our help.
Amen.
And we're
going
to do it right now for Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
Tell us what happened with you and Brent.
Okay, well, we met in a super romantic way, which is Hinge.
Oh, yeah.
Or, as Audrey would say, the app.
Right, the
app. Yeah, girl.
He was like super hot, and I felt like we looked really good together.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's so important, that we look good together.
Most important.
Of course.
Yeah.
But more than on the surface level, we just meshed really well. You know, the chemistry was there from our first conversation, and it was almost like a cat and mouse type of dynamic, which I love.
What does that mean?
Cat and mouse, like he's chasing her. It's
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I like to be pursued, you know? I was fully invested and I really loved everything I found out about him in person and online.
Mm-hmm.
I did do a deep dive and it was all pretty good signs.
Yeah, a lot of green flags.
Yeah. Yeah. And I felt like he was just as into me as I was into him. I think it's just really hot, you know, when a guy pursues you, and he came hard until
Congrats. We
met for the date.
What do you mean?
I don't mean to sound conceited, but I know this is not a situation that I look different in person than in my pictures. Like, if anything, guys have told me that I look better in person after seeing my profile.
Mm-hmm.
But I swear it was like the second we met and started talking, he was over it. I don't know if he was just in for the chase and felt like he got me, mm-hmm. you know? But I'm pretty frustrated and want to know why he would be done with me even before the date got started.
I mean this with peace of love, but I detect a little accent. Where are you from?
My family's from Puerto Rico.
Okay. I could tell you were Latina, but I didn't know like where, because some Latinas are a little bit more fiery than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, yeah,
yeah.
Puerto Rican Latinas are like,
yeah.
That's like ghost pepper.
For the most part, they
just
are.
As fiery. Yeah. No.
They're very fiery. Yeah.
When you said I mean this with love, I was like, oh, no. You don't know what you're getting into, bro. Stop.
Easy on me. All right. Well, let's call Brett and find out what's going on. All right. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello.
Brett, hey, good morning. Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're going to lay a lot on you here, but we appreciate you hearing us out. This is going to be fun. We're doing a radio show, Mix 94.7. We have a segment on there called Waiting by the Phone. And if you haven't heard of it, we help out people that feel like they have been ghosted. And Laura is on the phone. We just talked to her, and she told us all about you and how wonderful you are. And she was really into you, but could tell during the date that there was a lack of interest on your part. So she wants to know what's going on because she has questions, wants to clear things up, and hopefully we can, you know, I mean, like, if you're not interested in her, I think she's okay with that. She just wants to know what's going on.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just like, I didn't know.
Overwhelmed with everything. I get it. I totally understand. Would you have a moment that you could just talk to us and let her know? Because she feels like she's kind of been ghosted by you. So if we could just get a little bit of resolution, we'll move forward. It wasn't the fact that she looked different, right? You were attracted to her?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, she definitely is, you know, if anything, like, her picture didn't even do her justice.
Oh, good. But that's what she said. Okay. Well, then what was it that you weren't into?
Well, she just, like, really came on super strong, and I was kind of, like, just immediately turned off by it, but it was too late. I was already on the date, so, like, I kind of muscled my way through it, and I don't think I did a very good job. And so, basically, all right, look, I know, like, society's different now, and everyone's got social media, but it was just, like, super weird talking to her about all this, and it's kind of like she stalked me a little bit, and I already felt like she like completely knew me. She kept saying things about me that you'd only get from like searching around online. And what's weirder is it wasn't just like what I had on Instagram. She like knew about like my work resume, which meant like she like got on like LinkedIn maybe or something, which is just like kind of creepy. And I'm not really into all that, and I kind of want to be the one pursuing the woman, not, I don't know. The whole thing is just like rubbed me the wrong way, I guess.
I don't know how much dating you do, Brett, and take it from a guy that does none. Audrey, isn't it pretty common? I do have a lot of female friends. I do talk to them about stuff like this, and they all do the same thing. They all get on and do a little deep dive on potential dates or guys that they're interested in. This is not uncommon, right?
No, and it's not even a little deep dive for me. It's a big deep dive.
Like, you'll do a 13 of me on these guys.
No. See, I'm not creepy, I don't think. I just like to know.
What's the line?
I want to know information, but I don't want to know, like, creepy information that I could find out on a date. Like, I just want to know, what's your story?
Honestly, I don't see anything wrong with this. If I'm dating and I'm going to go out with a complete stranger, I want to know everything. I want to know I'm making sure I'm not going out with some type of crazy psycho killer.
Oh, like that's going to be on their profile?
It's going to help. I mean, it's
entrepreneur and psycho killer.
I mean, you get a good feel from their background, especially if you dip into their LinkedIn.
A lot of times you get caught accidentally. I've done that before.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
I've been like, your sister, and he's like, I didn't tell you how to say
Laura!
Oh, damn.
Yes.
What do you think about what Brett just said?
This whole energy is gross. Like, everyone stalks people online before they meet for a date. Like, I'm not the weird one here. And I feel like I deserve more than this energy.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with her.
Well, you know what? You're both on the same page now. So, best of luck to you both. Brett, thanks for being honest with us and talking to us. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.